I think it's a program called ICE. Once I participated in my secondary school, so it's a program that lets you to know more about the poor people in Africa, and also know more about fair trade also. And besides this, also they will bring you to visit the universities in Hong Kong to maybe learn more about their culture. So I think this is quite an interesting experience.
What about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience in English?
I think there's a program also in my secondary school. It's about a pale reading program. So through this program, there are some maybe mentors, so they will guide you through your reading, and they will teach you some vocabulary and some reading skills. Yeah.
And are you reading much in your spare time these days?
Not really, actually, because as mobile phones and are really, I mean, actually, if we have spare time, we would rather spend our time on our mobile phones, maybe checking out some of Instagram or Facebook. Yeah.
So you are an English major, so
yeah.
You'll end up probably being a teacher of English in the future.
Yeah.
So what age do you think we should start teaching children in Hong Kong English if Cantonese is already their mother tongue?
What age? I think during kindergarten. Yeah, because nowadays, as it's quite difficult to get a place in university, and it's quite keen in the examination. So actually, a lot of parents nowadays, they just want their children to know more about, maybe have more prior knowledge or experience on English. So they will let their children to join more classes before really going to schools. And I think nowadays children learn English quite young. Yeah.
So in the future, maybe from your view, we may have a lot more people speaking English and less emphasis on Cantonese?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe nowadays, Putonghua, maybe it's more important than Cantonese, actually. Yeah, like before, the government officials, they have, I don't know if they really mean to, but they said that Cantonese is actually not an official language. Yeah.